I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Church planners persist despite war and famine in Sudan. And we'll spotlight water needs in Kenya on World Water Day. Find your place in these stories and more right now on Mission Network News. The upcoming rainy season casts another woe upon Sudan, a North African nation already dealing with civil war and famine. The United Nations describes Sudan as one of the world's worst humanitarian disasters in recent memory. John, an Unfolding Word partner, says things are only expected to get worse during the rainy season.
Flooding is always an issue. You won't have access when the rains come.
International aid groups already struggle to reach those in need.
Aid inside of Sudan is not so much hindered by the weather, but by the fact that the convoys are raided and taken to feed their armies.
Over 8 million people have been displaced by the civil war that began a year ago. Approximately 2 million have crossed into neighboring countries like South Sudan, where John's organization is building a trauma healing center for Sudanese refugees. The rainy season poses a challenge here, too.
Roads that can make a way through that kind of weather are almost non-existent in South Sudan.
And despite the constant challenges, Sudanese believers keep working to introduce Sudanese Muslim refugees to Christ. Please pray.
They are able to function and keep going because everyone involved grew up in war. They're motivated by a deep love for their country and for their people. And that love is not just patriotism. It's the love of God in their heart for their people.
Islam is the second largest religion globally with over 1.9 billion followers and almost a quarter of the world's population. Although there are a lot of challenges, there's also a unique opportunity and an invitation to join a global prayer movement. MNN's Ruth Kramer has more.
Ramadan, a time of prayer and reflection for Muslims, has just started and will last until April 9th. For many years, Jesus' followers have faithfully prayed for their Muslim neighbors to discover the love and hope offered by Jesus alone, and God is answering those prayers. Operation Mobilization shared this story with us about a man named Abdallah. He's a doctor living in Egypt and wanted to become a follower of Jesus. Abdallah was moved to faith by a neighbor who, despite being poorly treated by others, never lost his temper and lived out Christ's love as he helped others. Those actions inspired Abdallah to ask how his neighbor could be so different from others he knew. During Ramadan, let's ask God to open the eyes and hearts of Muslims worldwide. God can use you to be the neighbor that someone is searching for. At our website, we've got links to the OM Prayer Reach app and to PrayerCast's Love Muslims. One last thing to think over. Who is your Abdallah? Ruth Kramer, Mission Network News.
And today is World Water Day, designed by the United Nations to raise awareness of the global need for clean drinking water. Roughly half the world's population experiences severe water scarcity for at least part of the year. Kenya Hope's Steve Holman says in remote Kenya,
they have to depend on the rains or lack thereof and go great distances, sometimes 2 or 3 miles down to the rivers and bring back in plastic jugs what is pretty horrific stuff, and rivers that are shared with livestock.
Kenya Hope installs community water systems to help alleviate the need.
That includes a deep well, an electric pump powered by solar panels, a way to store it, and then distribution points. As many as 300 families could come to this water spot. We put this valuable resource inside the Hope Center.
And by meeting urgent physical needs, Kenya Hope gains an opportunity to speak into people's lives long-term. Believers discuss the most important relationship anyone could have, a saving covenant with Christ.
Sometimes up to 300 people can watch the Jesus film, and then our pastors can go back to home after home and teach the gospel that way.
Please pray for wisdom and discernment as Kenya Hope seeks to fill leadership voids and make future plans. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is giving away a free copy of the book, The Legacy of William Carey. Get your copy free at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.